And now a new documentary that is both a compelling drama and one that packs a punch. This is the story of a true story of an American woman who's lost her sister, and she was a famous sister at that. And she winds up befriending a Vietnamese woman, but not any Vietnamese woman. She's disabled from exposure to Agent Orange. She's in a wheelchair, and her dream has to do with getting a few bucks to establish a library. The two meet, and a remarkable friendship ensues. Here to talk about this new documentary, Tao's Library, is the maker of this film, Elizabeth Van Meter. And welcome to the show, Elizabeth. So nice to have you.
Hi, thank you so much. It's so great to be on your show.
Well, what an incredible story. How did you come across it?
Well, thank you, first of all.
Yeah.
I missed a flight, actually, and I decided to go. I had an 8-hour layover, decided to go visit my friend who lived in the town where my flight was. He's a photojournalist. His name is Stephen Katz, and he was showing me photographs of a recent trip to Vietnam. And I was in a very, very dark place at that point in my life because I had just lost my sister. And he was flipping through these images, and he landed on this one image that just struck me, and I was haunted by this image and this simple request she had of $300 to buy more books for her library, and I thought, I have to find her. I have to go out and find her. And so that's how it first started.
Tell us about your sister, because she was no ordinary woman.
No, she wasn't. She was incredibly intelligent and funny, and to top it all off, she was the youngest person to pilot a plane across the country and across the Atlantic Ocean. She did it when she was 11 and 12.
11 and 12. That's just incredible.
Yes, yes. A brilliant mind and just a wonderful human being.
Well, what was it about the photographs you saw of your friend in Vietnam and her request that touched you so much?
Well, I mean, my friend who's a photojournalist is an incredible photographer as well, but there was something about, it was like a perfect storm of sorts, just me being in this place of loss and kind of desperation and wanting to find purpose and meaning and understanding why my sister had just taken her own life. And when I looked at that photograph of Tao, I felt that she had something I so desperately lacked or was in need of, and I wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted to connect with her. It didn't matter where she lived or what country she was from or any of that. It was a soul connection that I had when I saw that photograph.
And meeting her for the first time, what was that like?
Well, it was great. She welcomed me with open arms, and you see that in the film, that moment, that first moment when we met. To that, I didn't know where she lived. I wanted to find her, and I asked Stephen, where did you take this photograph? And he didn't exactly know, but he had a fixer who's someone who accompanies him throughout the countryside and helps set things up as a translator as well. And he knew that the fixer had a stepdaughter on Facebook. And so he reached out to this young lady on Facebook, who then I befriended, and she went to this area and found Tao and started translating emails between the two of us. So Tao and I had a correspondence for a couple months leading up to that first meeting.
Tao's Library is showing at the AMC Town Center 20 right now, and I want to bring into our conversation one of our film critics, Cynthia Haynes. Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you very much, Steve.
The floor is yours.
Thanks. Elizabeth, I'm very impressed by your film. It's such a sensitive, insightful look into another culture, another woman's way of life. You're really to be congratulated. I understand it was a 7-year process that you went through?
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much, Cynthia, for saying that, for those words. Yes, it was 7 years in the making here.
What's of interest to me in doing a little research about your film and about you as a filmmaker is that Tao's Library won the Bentonville Film Festival Audience Award. And as a result, Gina Davis, I believe, got involved in this. She's founder and chair of the nonprofit Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media, and she engages film and television creators to dramatically increase the percentages of female characters and reduce gender stereotyping. Please tell us the connection with Gina.
Absolutely. Yes, Gina founded a film festival, as you mentioned, the Bentonville Film Festival, which was sponsored by Walmart, Coca-Cola, and a lot of other incredible companies. And that was our world premiere. We went there, and we were a bit of an underdog, I have to say. I had been working on this, like you said, for 7 years. This was the first time I had gone out to screen the film in a larger way. And there were a lot of bigger films there with studio backing, movie stars, people that I had recognized, and we were the little engine that could. And we ended up winning the audience award of the entire festival, which is somewhat rare, too, because we're a documentary. Most of the time, audience awards go to narrative films, but I think it speaks to the power of the story and of Tao and the connection. And because we won that award, we were guaranteed distribution in AMC theaters.
The Golden Ring, right?
Yes. Yes. In 20 theaters across the country, Kansas City being one of them. We're so honored to be playing there. And then on top of that, we'll be on the shelves at Walmart here. I believe they're aiming now for December of this year. We'll be on the shelves, and we'll also be on video on demand. So we, just out the gate, we were so blessed and very grateful for this opportunity.
Congratulations to you, because we've spoken with a lot of filmmakers, and the key is once a film has been completed, distribution. And that's very, very difficult to make that next step. This film was crowdsourced. You did get enough funding, I understand, to complete it. Do you stay in touch with Tao?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually headed back over there early in 2016 to screen the film in Vietnamese for Tao and the children in the library and
her
family.
Oh, that's great.
So for me, it doesn't come full circle until she sees the film.
I was going to say, she hasn't seen it yet then, I gather, Elizabeth?
No, she's just seen some clips online and our trailer and things like that, but she has not seen the film. And it is primarily in Vietnamese, but there are English-speaking parts, and so those are the moments that we need to translate for our friends in Vietnam.
I also want to mention you have a wonderful website, www.taoslibrary.com, with some clips and information about this marvelous film that you've created.
Oh, thank you. Yes, please visit that. Please visit our
website.
Also
want to mention that Gina Davis will be at the Kauffman Center November 9th here in Kansas City as part of a chat program, and that included Amy Poehler a couple of weeks ago.
Elizabeth, what do you hope people leave this film with?
I hope people leave this film inspired and with the understanding that they can be of service to their brothers and sisters of the world with whatever gifts we've been given. And I think in doing so, we create a ripple effect of kindness and compassion that just grows and spreads throughout.
Well, I would love to have a camera on Tao's face as she sees this film for the first time. That will be a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Elizabeth Van Meter, again, is the maker of this new documentary, Tao's Library. It's showing at the AMC Town Center 20. Elizabeth, all the best with the new film. We'll be watching closely.
Hey, thank you so much. And I hear there's a big baseball game going on tonight. So good luck, guys.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow night, but we appreciate the sentiments. That sounds good, Elizabeth. Thanks very much.
Of course. Thank you.